All right, this is a story that's been gaining some attention across the country. As a matter of fact, our next guest has stood up to write a letter. We did reach out to the folks with Solidarity Halifax. They said they stand in support of Massouma Khan, the Dalhousie University student who is being perhaps sanctioned for some of the comments she made on her social media. Well, the Ontario Civil Liberties Association took this a step further. In fact, they're sending a letter to the president of Dalhousie University regarding disciplinary proceedings against the student for her postings. And here on the line with us this afternoon, we welcome to our show and welcome to News 95.7, Joseph Hickey, the executive director of Ontario Civil Liberties Association. Joseph, thank you for doing this, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Where did you learn of this story? Where did it come to your attention?
Well, we learned of it through the media reports that were going around last week.
Okay.
And so, based on that, we decided to take action and express our position here.
There is a lawyer who's involved with this young woman. Someone has volunteered to represent her. Is this letter more about support? Is this more about condemnation? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, the letter is really directed to the university as an institution, and it is a deep criticism of the university's disciplinary proceedings and using disciplinary mechanisms to censor students, which we think is absolutely wrong, and it should never do.
Given that this is a very racially charged issue in some ways, we're talking about a student who felt that the statements that she was making were perhaps we're talking about how people react to these kinds of conversations, and I'm wondering is it the platform that is inappropriate, or does it matter whether it's on a street corner, whether it's on a soapbox, or whether it's on Facebook? Does it matter?
No, the platform doesn't matter, and social media is now a very important means of communication in our society. And of course, freedom of expression has to apply in this medium. But I just to respond to your comment about racism, freedom of expression is such a fundamental and essential need for society to adapt and for communities to interact with each other and learn from each other, that really all points of view need to be free to be expressed. So society has to allow this, even extreme points of view, and that includes racism and bigotry. And the reason for this is that these points of view need to be put out in the open so that they can be confronted, disputed, learned from, and so that communities can interact. And that's how a democratic society functions. And of course, this is true on university campuses.
With us on the show this afternoon, Joseph Hickey. He's executive director of Ontario Civil Liberties Association. Has your association done this in the past? Have you written letters about issues such as this?
Yes, we have. And we've written to universities. We've written to other institutions, government agencies. And we have a very, very strong position on freedom of speech because it is so important for a democratic society. So we do this when this comes to our attention, and when we're able to, we try to identify these kinds of mechanisms where institutions are overstepping their bounds. See, a university should, all it should do is try to remove obstructions to the freedoms of individuals who are parts of students, faculty members, and other community members of the university. The university administration should be removing obstructions. It should never be stepping in and impeding or curtailing certain types of debate, regardless of the content or the form, because that's how people learn, is through expressing themselves, receiving reactions, new ideas are created, and that's what a university is supposed to be.
You have freedom of expression, but you're not free from consequences. And the example a former talk show host here used to give is, you know, walk into a crowded theater and yell fire, and you'll see where your rights end and where public safety begins. Does it matter that profanity was part of this conversation, that this young woman in question used language that some people felt was inappropriate?
Yeah, I think if we look at the actual tweets, and I can't remember at this point what they say, but there is profanity in the tweets. But when you look at the tweets, I think most people are able to see in this case how absurd it would be that a student who tweeted or posted on Facebook, actually, these comments would be receiving a discipline. But so that's one of the important aspects of this case, is that because it is so absurd, of course students are going to use profanity, because it is so absurd, you can see that these institutional sanctions can be applied against anyone, and it doesn't matter what ethnic community they are from or what their skin color is, that these mechanisms that censor individuals when they want to express their views can be applied to anyone. And so that's one of the reasons this case is important, is that it highlights that and illustrates that. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to see that these policies should be abolished.
Can wrote on her Facebook, "White fragility can kiss my ass. Your white tears aren't sacred. This land is." That was what undoubtedly got the attention of someone who complained, and universities now working at, deciding what to do about this. Your take is they should do nothing.
They should, of course, they should do nothing. But what they should do is they should drop these disciplinary proceedings, and they should apologize right away. And we're asking them, and we think this is what they should do, is abolish or repeal these policies that allow this censorship to happen. So right away, they should be doing a deep reflection about how they can allow freedom to exist on campus.
Well, I do thank you for your time, Joseph. Thanks for being available to us and for sharing your thoughts when it comes to writing this letter to the Dalhousie Senate. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All the best to you.